Won't you pray with me, please? Father, now as we go into your word, we pray, Lord, that you would let us hear your words. May they penetrate our hearts. May they give us a vision of who we are versus what you expect. And then, Lord, may we leave here a changed people, understanding your love for us, understanding what you want from us, and understanding that you are a good, good Father. And when you give us things, they are what's best for us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many of you have ever had an idol? I had one. Anybody want to guess who it is or was? Elvis Presley. Man, I love the dark hair, the pompadour, the sideburns, and that 68 comeback special, and that black leather jacket and pants. I wanted to be like Elvis Presley. Had one problem. Two problems, actually. I didn't have the looks. I didn't have the voice. But he was my idol. I wanted to walk like him, sing like him. He was my idol. But then, toward the end of his life, we started hearing some things about him. And all of a sudden, the trust that I had of what a good person he was and what he stood for kind of, I just lacked the trust. It's almost like he let me down. He disappointed me. So my idol, it let me down. Have you ever had an idol? Has that idol ever let you down? Trust. Who do you trust? You know, trust is an issue today. Everyone trusts something or somebody. But we're skeptical of things today. We're skeptical sometimes of our employers. Employees are skeptical of their employers. Sometimes we're skeptical of when we go and buy something. Have we been duped? Can we trust the business? We don't often have issues with the media. How many of you trust the media today? You don't know who to trust, who not to trust. There's skepticism everywhere, and it's all about trust and lack of trust. I bought a truck back in December. I bought it from the internet. I was going high tech. I thought, this is going to be something neat. I won't have to go shop. Won't have to spend. How many of you like the car shop? It's painful. You go to the dealership, you spend all day long trying to negotiate what you think is a good deal, and you go back and forth. Well, I went on the internet, and they had one price, no negotiation, and I bought this truck sight unseen. Well, I saw pictures of it, but I hadn't driven it. I thought, well, I'm going to take a chance. I wrote them the check, sent them the money. They brought me the truck, unloaded it. It looked just like it did in the pictures. I got in it. It drove good. It rode good. It sounded good. I love my little truck. Then a month went by, and I didn't get the title. So I called them. Hey, where's my truck? Or my title for my truck? Oh, we sent it. I don't have it yet. Well, let me check on it. Call me back. It's lost in the mail. Okay, what do we do? Well, we're going to have to file for another title. It might take a month or two. I said, okay. Second month went by. Third month went by. No title. Where's my title? Well, it's taking time to get it. 6 months went by. June is here, and I have not gotten that title yet. And I'm thinking, I've been duped. No wonder I got such a good deal on it. The truck don't even own it. I got the title last week. Last week, I finally got the. I haven't checked to see if it's any good or not, but I got a title. You see, trust and truth go hand in hand. We trust people who tell the truth. We don't trust people who don't tell the truth. However, trust causes stress, or lack of trust causes stress. See, you and I were born to trust. We were wired to trust something that's bigger than we are. That's why God has wired us that way, so that we will trust him. And you know that's what God wants from us? God wants us to trust him. Look at Psalms 27. Some trust in
chariots
and some in
horses.
But we will remember the name of the
Lord our God.
You see, the Bible has a word for whatever we place our trust in other than God. You know what it is? Tell me what it is. When you place your trust in something other than God, what is that in your life? It is a? It should be an idol, right? An idol. It's an idol. Anything that you value more than you value God is an idol in your life. It's an idol in my life. We've got a 401k program at work. And that 401k program, many people have been there for 30 or 40 years. They've contributed to it. It is their safety wad. It is their retirement program. It's where their trust is. See, God warned Israel about idols. Look at Deuteronomy 4, 15 through 16. This is the Good News Bible, by the way. I felt like it gave us a little bit better understanding of God's word. When the Lord spoke to you from the fire on Mount Sinai, you did not see any what? Form. For your own good, then make certain that you do not what? See, Israel had a problem. When God removed them from Egyptian bondage, he took them through the wilderness. And after several years of wandering, they came upon Canaan. And when they entered the land of Canaan, they came into a land that was so fertile, they'd never seen anything like it. They've been in the desert, they've been in the wilderness, but now they come upon Canaan and they see this beautiful, fertile land, and they're saying, oh my gosh, look at this. This is unbelievable. And then they learn that the Canaanites had different gods. They had a god called Baal. Baal was the god of storms. He was the god of rain. He was the god of conquering the ocean, the sea, and he was also the god of death. And then they had Asherah. Asherah was the god of fertility. So Israel's thinking, whoa, you know, look at how fertile they are. Look what these people are doing. They must, their God has got something going on. I'm not sure our God can give us as fertile land as what their gods can. So they said, you know what, to be safe, you know what we need to do? We need to worship our God and we need to worship their God too. God warned them that when you trust in other things other than God, it can have devastating effects on our lives. If we trust in who we are, if we trust in what we do, if we trust in what we have, if we trust in who we know, we're going to be let down. Look at Jeremiah 10:14. Those who make idols are what? Because the gods they make are? Now, you might say, wait a minute. There aren't any idols today. There's not any idols today. Really? Anything that we place before God is an idol. Anything that we place before God is an idol. Somebody tell me a possible idol that you can think of. Job, career. Somebody said, what, money? What else? Recreation? Sports? Celebrity? Elvis Presley. What about you? Me? It's all about me. See, here's what happens. When we take these things, career, relationships, yourself, money, recreation, family. When we take these things and we think they give us meaning in life, and when we do, we start setting ourselves up for disappointment. Why? Because these things are not God. You can't trust in something that's not real like that. Look at Isaiah 44:20. It makes as much sense as his foolish ideas have so that he is beyond help. He won't. That the idol he holds in his hand. See, idols are lies. Not only are they lies, but they can enslave us. Now, here is the downfall of modern idols today. Get ready for this. Whatever you idolize, whatever you value most, you will become like. So if you value money, what are you going to become like? What are you going to be? Greedy? Materialistic? If you value your job, your career, what are you going to be? What? I heard it. A workaholic. If you value recreation or pleasure, what are you going to be? A golfer. Joe, we missed you while you were in Italy. Wish you were still there. Anyway, it's called being a hedonist. A hedonist is somebody that looks at gaining pleasure as the meaning of life. I'm gonna find pleasure. I'm going to be a great golfer. I'm going to spend time on my boat. I'm going to have a big bank account, whatever it is. The person that is a hedonist is basically one who is searching for pleasure. That is their life's ambition and meaning in life. I'm going to please me. When we value something more than God, it warps us. So here's a question. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? Why do we let something come in and we value it more than what we value God? I think because we want a God that we can control. We feel like we can manage the other gods. We can manage job. We can manage money. We can manage pleasure. We can manage family. But we can't control God. He's bigger than any box we try to put him in. And God wants something from us. You know what that is? It started off with Abraham. He told Abraham, I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me more than your friends. I want you to trust me more than anybody in your life. I want you to trust me more than your bank account. I want you to trust me more than your 401k. I want you to trust me more than your job. I want you to trust me more than any of these. Proverbs is a book that was written by a father to his son. Solomon wrote this book for his son so his son could take this book and he'd have a manual on life. Materialism. Here it is. Well, what'd daddy say? Oh, workaholic. What'd daddy say? And it gives a clear information and definition. It's called the wisdom book. Look at Proverbs is a great book. But I want to look at Psalms. I think I may have wrong scripture here. I think this is Proverbs. It is Proverbs. Trust the Lord with all your what? And lean not on your in all your ways,
and he will make your
path straight. See, God's word says trust. Trust in the Lord. Not in what God created, but trust the Creator. Now, how are we to trust? How are we to trust in this scripture? With all your heart. With all your heart. Completely. Without hesitation. Without reservation. And then, what are we to do after we trust with all our heart? What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to lean not on our understanding. Now, why would we not want to lean on our understanding? Because we're not God. And our understanding is darkened by sin. We can't see clearly. We need guidance as our understanding is flawed. God says, lean on me, not on yourself. And finally, God says, what to do to him? Submit. Trust him with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. And then submit to him. Give in to him. The King James Version says, acknowledge him. Know that I am present. Know that I am with you at all times. Submit to me and know that I am with you. And I will guide you. As Penny said in her text this morning, that God will take you by the right hand and he will lead you and he will guide you through your life. Now, why don't we trust God? Because we don't know him well. The more we know him, the more we're going to trust him. For God is true to his word. And God says then, if you trust me, What happens to your paths? They're straight. So you're not wandering around, going from here to there, being lost. You're trying to do your own understanding. We've got a sin problem that flaws our vision. We can't see very well, and we just keep wandering around. But God says, if you lean on me, I will give you the understanding that you need, and I will lead you a straight path, because the shortest distance between two dots is what? A straight line. God says, trust me and see what happens. You see, I believe we all have idols in our lives. An idol is anything that we put before God. An idol messes us up. An idol steals our joy. An idol will disappoint us. It will rob us of the meaning of life. And it will keep us from trusting God. So this morning, I pray that God's Holy Spirit has touched your hearts so that we can see, do we have idols in our life? What is it that I value more than God? Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we love you so much and thank you. And Lord, I pray this morning that you will let your Holy Spirit touch all of us. Lord, what is it that we value more than you? And let us realize, Father, that that's wrong. When we value something more than you, that means that's what we trust. That's where we put our energy. Father, just let us know this morning, what is it that we need to change in our life to put you first? For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if you value money, what are you? You're going to turn out to be greedy, materialistic. If you value your job, what are you going to be? A workaholic. If you value Jesus, what are you going to be? Christ-like. Christ-like. That's why the Lord says, have no other gods before.